Okay, Heath, we're live.
Hey, Mark, this your meeting?
Counselors, as part of our comprehensive plan update, we're required to update our parks plan as well. And we have a number of folks at the table here to bring up to speed on where we are. Oliver Rodocco, Director of our Community Planning Department in Henderson. Parks Director Bill Gertie, Parks Manager, and Laura Zabowski from Planning, Kelly Putney from our Parks Advisory Board, and Barbara Anderson also with the Parks Advisory Board. So with that,
Actually, I'll turn it right over to Bill. You got it.
Good morning, counselors, and thank you for meeting with us this morning to talk about the comprehensive parks plan. And I just want
to. Can you hear me up a
little
bit?
Sure. Can you hear me better now?
We want to make sure everybody.
Everybody can hear me, huh? Okay. I'll try to bring it up a little closer. But. How's that?
Better?
There we go. Thank you. Very good. And to let you know, we also have a couple of our Parks Advisory Board members present here with us in the audience today. So thank you for meeting with us. Our purpose today is to tell you or provide you an update of what we've done so far with the comp plan. And we're basically here to update the council on activities with regard to the development of the plan, including our public outreach efforts. And so. Going through the background.
Sorry.
There's our purpose. Okay, we can go through the purpose real quick. Okay. We've already done that, basically. So discussion, basically on our purpose is to discuss the mission, vision, goals, and objectives adopted by the Parks Advisory Board today. And just so you know that everything is still in draft form until the plan is actually completed all the way through. And then basically to discuss next steps and timelines for Parks' comprehensive plan. So to date, obviously we started by, in 2014, we separated with the City of Vancouver by dissolving the interlocal agreement. So our task soon after that was to create a Parks Advisory Board. And so with the comp plan, expiring in 2014, we got off to a late start until we got our Parks Advisory Board up to date. And then we, by November of 2014, we actually started working on our vision, mission, goals, and objectives. And so we are certainly underway with our comprehensive parks plan and moving forward at a pretty rapid pace, which is great. So the reason of why we're doing a comp plan is the state requires a comprehensive parks master plan to qualify for state grant funding for projects. And so those grants can be applied for in the even years, and so we desperately want to make sure that we get our comp plan resolved or finished up by August so that we can start actively seeking grants for park acquisition and development. And the plan also requires extensive citizen involvement to help set priorities for future parks. And so up until now, we've actually had, well, I can actually let Lori take over and talk about the citizen involvement that we've been involved with so far.
Thank you, Bill. Just going to talk quickly about what we've developed since so far with the Parks Master Plan, and that is a component of the 2016 Comprehensive Plan update. So I'm just going to talk about the mission, vision, and goals, which is basically why we're here today. Up on the screen is the mission statement and the vision statement. And you all, we emailed the copies of the mission, vision, goals, and objectives to you a week ago. That's also up on the grid. Just to give you a little background on the vision statement and the mission statement, the Parks Advisory Board initially developed them last November. And then recently, after working with the public as well as the counselors, they have revised and reformatted those goals, and they adopted them at their April 10th meeting. And now with that, I want to just turn it over quickly to excuse me, to our PAB members, to Kelly, to talk a little bit about it.
Thank you for taking the time to meet with us today. We have a very diverse group that you appointed as the Clark County Parks Advisory Board. We appreciate that diversity because it really does make us think, and it does make force us to think outside the box. So I'm really happy with that diversity.
You might want a little closer.
Over there. Sorry about that. We do have a couple of our members besides Barbara and myself here today. Jennifer Hollick represents Vancouver School District, and John Spence is here among the members. So we are represented well today. I wanted to thank you for the team that we've been able to build with consultants, the staff. The staff has been phenomenal, not only the park staff, but the planning staff. So it's been really great to have that team put together. We are on a fast track. We need to move through this thing, but we want to probably be aware. I'm going to turn it over to Barbara, and she's got to come up.
Well, I guess just reiterating what Kelly said, I think that the diversity of our team really brings strength because we come from so many different directions that the vision for the community is better reflected that way. And I think you made a wonderful decision when you decided to assist us by giving us the budget for our consultants, Gene and Steve, because we could not move forward and bring the vision to fruition without this type of support. So thank you for that. I think the vision and the mission, a lot of people don't like to take time to sit down and do their goals. That is really the ugly part of the work, right? But if we don't have a clear vision of what is needed, then we'll never bring about a park system that really meets the needs of our community. So I think that the team that we've got between the staff, our consultants, is really working well. I think we're going to end up with a really solid product that accurately reflects what's needed here. So thanks for taking time to meet with us today.
Barbara's passion with the Neighborhood Associations is really something that we really are proud of, that she really gets out there and works with people. Thank you. Back to the
kid. Thanks, Barbara and Kelly. I'm going to move on and talk more about our public involvement that we've done so far. As you see up on the screen, we had three open houses. They were in March. They were in Salmon Creek. They were in La Center and Camas area. We had combined more than 100 people attend these open houses. We also had an online survey. We had 1,483 responses to the survey. We've recently closed that survey, and we are in the process of tabulating the results of that survey. We also currently are in the process of conducting stakeholder interviews. So far, we've had interviews with the Neighborhood Association of Clark County, with local parks providers. Tomorrow night, we're going to have a meeting with trails, people interested in trails, whether they're equestrians or people interested in mountain biking or just walking. And then the following Thursday, we're going to have a meeting with sports fields providers.
Excuse me, you said parks providers? Who are they?
We had our first stakeholder meeting was with parks and recreation providers, so basically all the cities around us.
Okay.
Yeah, and so in my wisdom, I decided to schedule that meeting on spring break, so we had a pretty low turnout. But we did have Camas attended, we had Woodland that attended,
Ridgefield,
and who was the fourth?
Battleground.
Battleground, there you go. And so those were the four stakeholders that we had met with, and a lot of good feedback, and basically talking about, you know, how we can help each other out, you know, partner and leverage our resources, leverage our funding to achieve some of the goals, you know, commonly.
So can you talk very briefly about the interfacing with City of Vancouver? We were combined at one time, mm-hmm. and now we're not combined anymore, but we still need to communicate. We still need to work together on certain things. So can the other stakeholders, I see what we're doing with them, but what are we doing with City of Vancouver?
So the next thing we need to do is try to either reschedule another meeting with them or at least meet with them one-on-one to talk about partnerships going forward. Obviously, you know, we're going to partner with all of our cities, you know, throughout Clark County and see where we can help each other out. And so even though we don't have that interlocal agreement with them, we're still, you know, partnering with them for whatever needs we might have. If we have our trail system, our regional trail system, you know, is you know, goes through the cities and connects into the county, so we all have to work together. You know, the more recent one that we're talking about is the Shalachi Trail, where we want to partner with City of Battleground to try to get that next connection made. So obviously that relationship is very strong.
Sure. That's wonderful, and that's very encouraging to hear. And I would urge us to continue to make attempts to forge partnerships also with City of Vancouver so that, you know, we can see we're all in it together.
You bet. And not just with the cities, but also with our ports. We already have a partnership with the Port of Camas Washougal with Captain William Clark Park, as well as the City of Washougal. So there's other opportunities there.
Good, and I want to echo that as well. We are all in this together. Even though Vancouver manages their own parks and we manage the unincorporated area parks, we're neighbors and we want to be good neighbors. We're all in the same county together, and their voice counts. We want to make sure that there's always healthy relationships there.
I might mention that we are membership with the intertwined of greater organization of all parks within the region, not just Clark County side, but the three county area of Portland as well. And that intertwined alliance is really helpful to all of us.
I'm just going to move on. There are no more questions. I just want to talk quickly about timeline and next steps. We're going to be meeting next with Planning Commission May 7th, a work session with them, basically to talk to them about what we've discussed here today. And then the timeline is a draft plan developed in June. And then we're going to present the draft plan to the Parks Advisory Board in July. And then we will come back with the County Council in a work session to talk about the draft plan. And then in August, our plan is to have a work session and hearing with the Planning Commission, and then come back to the Board of County Council in September for a work session and a hearing. And then finally, just to conclude, I want to encourage council and members of the public to visit the website for the parks plan. Just wanted to pull it up here real quick. As you can see, we have lots of information on the parks webpage about the parks plan. If you go to that link, there's information there about what we're doing and documents. Also information about just different aspects about the PIF or festivals and activities. And you can go there anytime for information. And that concludes our presentation, and we're here to take any questions that you have.
I do. I've always been in opposition to the trail along our railroad. For a good reason. One is that we are developing that in economic development areas. Horses, people, and dogs don't mix well with steam engines. And the other thing is that I think we could do a better job in connecting our trails. You know, our trails are spotty. A good example is we reach way out by Background Lake, and we built that 1 mile up there at a very high cost, and didn't think about parking. So we had to pay for parking for people who wanted to walk that trail. And so if we were to tie the trails together better than the ones that we have, instead of going out and building trails that go to nowhere and have no parking, we seem to predict that parking. So I encourage that.
Thank you. I think if that other segment were to be completed, then that would probably resolve the parking issue, where a lot of the folks would just walk in from Battleground, and then of course the folks who buy the annual pass, the state pass, you know, they want to take that trail and walk towards Battleground, they can do that
so
as well.
When we bought that parking space, we're going to do that every year, I assume.
We're leasing 3 parking spaces right now from the state, so that because you can't really access the trail from Battleground as it stands right now.
So the bad part is you drive out to park your car and walk down a mile and walk back on the same trail.
Correct.
It'd be nice to go somewhere.
Yeah, the original intent was to build that full 2.7 mile stretch, at, you know, in one shot, but that didn't quite pan out.
Can you back up to the website? You have the comprehensive plan that's in process. Is that the current, or is that the one that's being worked on? The one that link right there, or is that the previous one that was adopted?
The comp plan is the one that's up there right now. Should be the 2007, so the previous one.
Okay. So if we want to get to the one that's being proposed, is that the one that you point to right there?
That's 2007.
Okay. How do we find the one that's being worked on now?
Basically, what you see... what we've got so far with the current comp plan is the goals, objectives. We've got, we've got the fifth map up there. Soon to be, I would think sometime next week after the Parks Advisory Board meets this Friday, you're going to see the survey responses being posted. So that's the next phase. And then, of course, thereafter, we're going to work on the capital facilities plan. So that's going to be the next thing that you're going to see posted. So okay. It's all getting put together.
So what's being presented today basically is a roadmap for the future, and a path as we define that is so some when it's going to be defined and how it's going to be defined. Okay, so I want to get to that point, but in front, you know, what you're really saying is we'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
And here's
right.
how. Okay, all right. And the mission statement and the vision statement, that looked good.
Thank you.
What is our mission? What is our vision? That's a good idea. You guys laid that foundation first.
Yeah. Our Parks Advisory Board did a great job of putting that together, and they worked very hard on coming up with those vision, mission, goals. Like Kelly said, it's not a real fun task, but it was a first step, and they did a wonderful job on that.
I'm curious, can you bring that mission and vision statement back up and possibly have a question?
Sure. I have two questions. One is... a little bit off of our topic today, but there is a trail that goes from the Columbia River and crosses Columbia Boulevard and goes, so it goes under Highway 14 and then across Columbia Boulevard and goes up into the historic reserve.
Oh.
So the problem with that trail is where the underpass is that goes down into the waterfront area, that trail follows that road and then crosses Columbia Boulevard.
Right, because there's sunny areas there.
It's a jogging, running, walking trail.
Right.
And where that trail is, they're allowing the shrubbery to grow up in the center island. That needs to be trimmed down, because if you're on Columbia Boulevard and you're trying to gain speed to get onto Highway 14, though that shrubbery conceals people that are on that trail ready to cross Columbia Boulevard. And that's dangerous, and it's an unnecessary danger. And I saw two heads peek out from that shrubbery the other day when I was trying to get up on Highway 14. And I was going slow enough that there wasn't danger, but it's unnecessary. So anyway, I'm just thinking about that right now, because we are all connected on all
sure.
these trails. Okay. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what we don't want is to have anybody killed on our trails.
Well, no. Right. And if they want to landscape that because there's something about beauty or something that somebody's stuck on, that's fine. It could be low shrubs. So that a person walking there, you can have visibility of them. So My bigger picture question is related to, depending on which option we select or combination thereof for the comp plan in general, can have an effect on the need for parks. And so I'm trying to figure out what the integration of those two plans are going to be, because we can't, I don't think we can develop like a capital plan for a comp plan update until we know what direction we're going to be going with our regular comp plan, with our land use comp plan. So who can explain to me what our timing and integration of that is going to be?
If I may, councilors, you're right, and we are going to be working with Public Works and other entities as we get closer to developing what the preferred alternative is going to be, or the preferred plan. As we do that, then we are going to be making sure that there is some integration or some partnership with parks, public works, and others to adjust their capital facilities plan to reflect the preferred plan, if you will. So that is the integration and the consistency that we have to build into our timeline. If, for example, the parks plan is completed, and we come out with a preferred plan that requires them to amend the capital facilities plan, it will be their requirement to do so. But that adjustment may be very, very minimal. The same may be true for our road capital facilities plan. If we come out with a preferred plan that will require public works to amend their CLP, we will be working with them to do so. But I think the question will be timing. The same is true, for example, for other entities, whether it's RTC that have already submitted a plan to the federal. If we come out with a preferred plan that requires them to adjust that plan, they will have to update it and resubmit it. That's how we've got about it.
And so some of that we will have to figure out as the comp plan moves forward.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Councillor Stewart, just to add really quickly, also with our parks plan development, we do have what the council adopted as far as growth assumptions that we can feed into the parks master plan.
Thank you.
So I have a question over along that line. From the Growth Banking Act, do we have to put our parks plan in our comp plan?
Yes, it's one of the elements that has to be part of our comp plan. Yes.
It's a mandate that we do that.
Yes, parts I think is required, one of the required elements. Yes.
Then I get concerned about putting things in the comp plan. Comp plan is very difficult to do to begin with. And when we start putting other things in there, that's happened in the past, that it ties our hands to doing something different with other aspects besides just the land company to play.
Yeah, that's true, Councillor. But you know, the Growth Management Act requires that mandated certain elements be part of your comp plan, like housing, land use. I think park is one. We have some elements that are not mandatory but are optional. The county work with the school district, for example, to have a school element is not mandated by the act, but we as a county adopted it as an optional element. So some of those mandatory elements, we are required as a county to make sure that it is in our comp plan.
It's not mandatory. I would like to address it when we get there, because I think it's a very bad idea to include those. You might get to the point where you can't build a road unless you build a school. And I'm sure you want them separated. It's good to have a plan and plan, so not be tied together in this thing. I have one more statement or question. I'm not sure my fellow councilman have. I received the email, but I had a complaint that our restrooms were locked at Louisville Park, and I thought our parks were open.
They are. I don't know why they'd be closed. When was that, this weekend?
I don't recall. So it's not normal that our restrooms are not open.
No, they should all be open for the season beginning April 1st of this year.
There is a letter to the editor in the Reflector that indicated that they went to Louisville Park and all the restrooms were closed and there is no way to go to the restroom. I understand that the winterization, for the sake of not having the pipes freeze, that's routinely done each season. But when we lock the restrooms, don't we also put a porta potty in the area?
At Louisville Park, we have so many restrooms, we actually leave three of them open for the entire season in the wintertime. So some of them are closed, but it's, all the restrooms are on a walking loop throughout the park. And so there are actually three restrooms that are open throughout the whole course of the year.
What might be happening then is that somebody sees that restroom that's closed and they presume that they're all locked and mm-hmm. closed. And so it would probably be helpful to put some kind of a note on those ones that are closed that show where you can find one in the park while they are open.
Okay.
I'm happy to see it. The last two words of your mission statement, economic development. A good thing. A lot of times we miss that. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious, can you elaborate? What were they thinking when they added those two good words to that mission statement?
I can tell you, because I added them. Yeah. It's important that the community have a good park system. When you go out and you're recruiting big businesses to the community, one of the things they look at is what's your park system like. As they look at your schools, as they look at your roads, and parks is one of those up there on the list that are looked at.
Great. I'm glad to hear you say that, because basically become part of our amenities here when people travel to Clark County and they go back home and say, you should see Clark County, especially the parks. It's, and then they brag on this wonderful community that we are, and we end up with happy growth that loves what's already here. Glad to hear that.
I think there was a second element to that too, because one of the areas that we've talked a lot about is how parks and some of the recreations have made us a destination point, like the new pickleball courts that were put in. Mm-hmm. They're bringing a lot of people in for tourism. So there's two aspects to the economic drop.
Yes, that we are getting. I'm happy to see that. I understand that you can't put everything in the mission statement, it gets too long, or in your vision statement. And I assume that you've had discussion and there's an intent to add to our comprehensive plan the idea of moving away from silos to integration when it comes to what would normally be a water jail, our stormwater facilities, and the trails that can go around those, and the integration of these things that by themselves are not taking the big picture. Can all be separate things, costing an extra, every one of them requiring maintenance, upkeep, and so is the intent to wherever we can to move away from the silos and that separateness and to somehow have better utilization and integration of stormwater facilities or conservation lands or trails and parks.
I think so. I know Councilor Milkey brought that up the last time we met about trying to utilize some of these sites to create connectors between neighborhoods or between neighborhoods and schools and between neighborhoods and parks. And so the one thing we need to take a look at are some opportunities to try to provide that. And so Councilor Milkey did provide one site that he was looking at that had some promise, but we still need to work with our community development folks and to see what we can come up with.
Sure, and along with that, the stormwater facilities, because we can just put a fence around it and lock it up, or we can put a trail around it, and that would be where people can pick up and help care for it, and access invites stewardship as well. So the integration of their stormwater facilities, wherever it would make sense, with parks and trails would be, I would think, we'd all find a way to integrate that better.
We like to use the word tying it with utilities in general so we don't miss any opportunities with power lines or any other thing that
right.
comes along.
Okay.
Sewer lines.
Okay. Anyone? Okay, are we wrapped up?
We're done.
I think that's it.
We're done.
Yes.
Okay. Good work. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being with us today. Appreciate it.
Good job, guys.
Thank you.